Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell your coworkers, tell your neighbors, tell your relatives in other states to tune in to the Power Hour of Prayer. Power Hour Prayer, a teaching ministry on prayer, a praying ministry, a powerful intercessory ministry, a ministry called out by God, because we are a nation called to pray without ceasing. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., and you can always write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Call someone up right now and tell them, listen to the Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries and receive a blessing from the Almighty Living God. Yes, we are praying without ceasing, 24 hours around the clock. We have 144.5 million listeners, and I think the number has gone up. We thank God for our intercessory prayer warriors that are praying around the nation. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer will change you. We want to bless his name, the name of the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name. God is truly good, and God is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We're blessing the name of the Almighty Living God. We know that God is good. This is Power Hour Prayer with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Bless his holy name. God is good. And he's got his angels watching over us. Yes, this is Power Hour Prayer. Tell a friend to tune in to Power Hour Prayer here with the Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart.
For there are
We thank God for his angels watching over each and every one of us. God is truly good, and God is on a throne. God is a God that could do anything but fail. That's why we can bless his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. As the song says, angels watching over us. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in this morning to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, a ministry dedicated to teaching on prayer, calling out names in prayer, interceding, intercessory prayer warriors. We thank God for each and every one of you that are on the line this morning. We thank God for those of you in West Africa, South Africa, Venezuela, New Mexico. We are praying for you, Russia, Ukraine. We're lifting up the name of Jesus all over the world. We know that we are a nation called to pray without ceasing. We pray and intercede on behalf of your situation, your life challenges, what you're going through. But we know that God said it wasn't going to be easy, that we all have trials and tribulations. But he said he'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. So we thank God for sending us the comforter. In times like these, people need the Lord. We're going to go to the Word of God at this time, our protection psalm, 91. We've been reading it for years, and it is a psalm of protection. We want you to read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, even for a snack. We know in times like these, we need protection from the Almighty Living God. And he's given us that. Psalm 91. Let's go to the Word of God, my sisters and brothers. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for the arrow, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it should not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample on the feet. Because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. Thank you, God. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will be with him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And we thank God for that long life. And we also see a healthy long life. He is our salvation. And we know that salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing, my sisters and brothers. Read Psalm 91, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. Give up one of those snacks and read Psalm 91. Thank you, God. You're working on eating healthy. Read the Word of God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman with us on the line this morning. She's been praying in the streets of Emerson Village. You've seen it on the news. And she's the only ministry that I know that's been up there walking the streets and praying for years. Cities of Refuge. We thank God for Pastor Dr. Reverend Maybelle Hickman for walking through the streets of Emerson Village in Baltimore City, praying for years. We thank God for you. And we know that we need to continue to pray for our cities, for our children, for our seniors. We need to continue to pray. And we thank God, as an evangelist, she walked the streets. We thank God how God has elevated her because she's been committed for God's people and the people in the world. Our young people, the men, she's ministered to our young men for years, our young boys, even passed out sandwiches to them. So we thank God for you, and we honor you, Reverend Pastor Dr. Hickman. We thank God for you. We're going to go back to the word Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spirit and stamp the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Somebody may be going through something this morning. Somebody might have a situation this morning. Don't know what to do. Call upon the name of Jesus. He will plead your cause. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. And pray and ask God to give you the gift of discernment to let you know which battles are yours and which battles are not yours. As Reverend John Wright said, when you find a good fight, get in it. Thank you, God. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And he's going to feed you spiritually and physically. Thank you, God. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Thank you, God. You know why? Because Jesus is the light. He is the light of the world. And thy judgment in the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Thank you, God. And know I've been telling you this all year long, last year, year before. Rest in the Lord. In Psalm 37, rest in the Lord. Keep your big mouth shut. Stop letting the enemy know all your plans. You can't even tell him your blessings because he's not always happy about you and your blessings. Rest in the Lord. In Psalm 37, verse 7, rest in the Lord means be quiet. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Stop murmuring and complaining. Why me? Why I got to go do this? Why God goes there? Why not you? Thank you, God. As I preached on Sunday, have you had your Job experience? Yes, you would have a Job experience, but keep in mind that God is with you. If you're walking according to the will of God, if you're living according to the will of God, God is with you. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil. Why? The word of God says in Psalm 37, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall do what? Inherit the earth. God has an inheritance for you, my dear ones. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Yes, he thinks he owns the church. She thinks she owns the church. He thinks she owns the neighborhood. They think they own the job. Watch out. Psalm 37 says, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. This is the word of God. But the meek shall inherit the earth. There we go again. But the meek shall inherit the earth. Meekness does not mean that you're weak. Thank you, God. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. And the word of God says, blessed is the peacemaker. They will be called the children of God. Wasn't Martin Luther King a peacemaker? Yes, he was. Nonviolence. But he spoke up at the right time. And thank God he studied the word of God. It was ordained by the Almighty Living God. The work that he was doing was ordained by the Almighty Living God. He was called out by God. And we know that many are called, but few are chosen. Thank you, Jesus. The wicked plot up against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord laugh at him, not you. The Lord laugh at him. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord laugh at him. It is right in the word of God. Psalm 37, verse 13. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bone, cast down the poor and needy, to slay such as upright in conversation. Is your conversation upright? Men and women of God, child of God, brothers and sisters in Christ, is your conversation encouraging? Is your conversation motivating? Is your conversation a conversation that will lift someone up? Yes, watch your conversations. Speak the words of God, words of encouragement. not words of doubt, positive words. Thank you, God. Somebody need to hear encouraging words this morning. Somebody's going through something this morning. Encourage them. Let them know. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. A change is going to come. Wait on the Lord. Thank you, God. Give someone words of encouragement. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Lord, thank you, God, knoweth the days of the upright, and the inheritance shall be forever. Thank you, God. God is doing it, not you. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. My dear ones, what are you waiting for? On the Lord. Why? Because the word of God says so, and I trust his word, and I believe his word. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Wait on the Lord. God has a plan for your life. Yes, he has. I want you to know this morning that the ancients believed that the angels of God's presence is a miracle-working presence that's available in every man, that there are angel protectors all around us who are only too glad to guide and protect us. When called upon to do so, they felt that every person has an angel or higher self. Thank you, God. We're men and women of God. We're created in the image of God. When challenges arise, say to yourself, I have nothing to fear. I have nothing to fear. God doesn't want his people walking around in fear, but he gives us wisdom. I have nothing to fear. My guardian angel goes before me, making right my way. Thank you, God. Decree this often for others. A businesswoman was concerned about having to make an out-of-town buying trip. Since the world, or things that were going on in the world, has been so chaotic, so since she would have to drive 100 miles instead of catching the plane or the train or the bus, she had to drive 200 miles in the rain and the fog with her sick husband, whom she could not leave at home. A friend said, "You have nothing to fear." Can you say that to yourself this morning? I have nothing to fear. Can you tell someone, men and women of God, you have nothing to fear? Just use common sense. Call upon the name of the Lord. You have nothing to fear because I pray that your guardian angel will be with you. This is what her friend told her. Thank you, God. You have friends that are praying for you, praying with you. You have nothing to fear. Upon returning from the buying trip, the businesswoman reported, I did seem to be accompanied by an angel. Yes, I believe in angels. What about you? As she drove out of town, the sky cleared, the fog stopped, the rain stopped, and the sun just shined right through. There was no more weather on the entire trip that would hinder her. The drive lifted her husband's spirits, and he suffered no ill effects from it. Financially, this proved to be, yes, this proved to be one of the most profitable buying trips that she had ever had in a long time. And God will make a way for you. Pray and ask God and guide and direct you. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. We call on everybody else but the Almighty Living God. My sisters and my brothers, we need to call on God this morning. Thank you, God. He knows exactly what you need, when you need it. Thank you, God. Two missionaries were passing through a dangerous jungle region where robbers were waiting to attack them. But as the missionaries prayerfully approached, the robbers saw a third person, much larger than life size, traveling with them and apparently hovering over them. My God, my God, my God. Angels watching over you. And you try to figure out, how did I make it through that? Angels watching over you. God had his angel watching over you all last night. No fire in your home. No flood in your home. No hurricane. Thank you, God. No floods. God has angels watching over you. So as the missionaries prayerfully approached, the robbers saw a third, much larger than his life size, traveling with them and apparently hovering over them protectively. Angels of protection are watching over you. The presence of this third party or angel of protection, both puzzled and frightened the robbers, so that the missionaries were saved from harm. Isn't God good? Yes, God will send you angels of protection. Call upon them. Yes, he's with you every step of the way. Read that Psalm 91 for your protection and protection of your loved ones. Tell your loved ones to read that Psalm 91. Yes, God, receive your Psalm 91. Divine protection is promised to mankind. Perhaps the many promises for divine protection given to mankind, one of the most famous and satisfying was that given to us in Psalm 91. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Protect you while you're in your home. Protect you while you're in your home. There may be a house fire. There may be a flood. There may be a tornado. And you've seen people on TV. God saved them. The home might have been destroyed. They might have lost everything in that home. But you know what? They're still in the land of the living. Thank you, God. His angel of protection watch over them. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Psalm 91, the word of God, speaks about angels. I believe in angels. What about you? I thank God for his guarding angels. Thank you, God. A businessman equipped, of course, he said, I believe in the power of prayer. He said, I pray every morning. Market to go up. Whether he realized or not, that man was invoking the prayer of decree. And we know we decree and we declare through a rather casual way. Prayers of decree have been described as handles of power. I decree and I declare. Handles of power. And I agree. When you know how to pray affirmatively without fear through prayers of decree, and you know how to take hold of handles of power, which can guide you victoriously through life experiences. Didn't the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Thank you, God. We are being obedient to the word of God. Many of the blessings of life have not been obtained simply because you have not asked for them affirmatively and believe them. Your faith is what makes you whole. Your faith, not someone else's faith. Don't depend upon nobody else has faith in what you're asking God for. It's good if you do have a prayer partner that's going to touch and agree, but your faith will make you whole. The scriptures or the prayer of decree releases power into the subconscious mind, in your mind, a transformation of your mind. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Where it is free to go to work and produce positive results. You, my dear ones, men and women of God, intercessory prayer warriors, can produce positive results. You can set the atmosphere wherever you go. In your home, the atmosphere. Thank you, God. Decree and declare, there will be peace in my home. Decree and declare, there will be peace as I walk through my neighborhood. Decree and declare, there will be peace on my job. Decree and declare, there will be peace in my classroom. Decree and declare, you set the atmosphere. Prayers of decree, especially the type described previously, as we talked before, reach the deepest level of the mind, transformation of your mind, which is the superconscious, and often release miracle power that is dormant there, stays there. Not just on Sunday morning when you're in church. That power, that dormant power stays there in your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Look at Muhammad Ali. I'm the greatest. It stayed there. He didn't change his mind and the next time he got into that boxing ring. Power in the name of Jesus. The word of God says, you shall do greater things, men and women of God. Thank you, God. Knowing about the simplicity and power of affirmation prayers in the scriptures gives you a sense of spiritual and emotional security that nothing else does, because once you know how to use prayers of decree, you will never again feel alone or defenseless, my dear ones. Never alone. Look at Paul and Silas, the Hebrew boys. Thank you, God. You will be armed with spiritual ammunition. You want some ammunition? You ain't got to get no gun. Armed with spiritual ammunition with which to meet life challenges and come out as a winner. The word of God. Knowing about the simplicity and the power of affirmation in scriptures gives you a sense of spiritual and emotional security. Thank you, God. You got power. A lot of us have been reared in a church or a church-going family. Never really knew how to pray. Some of them didn't learn about the prayer of decree. Some of us still don't know about the prayer of decree. That's why the Word of God says teach us how to pray. That individual that learned it suddenly as though it had been discovered. Some of you are just discovering the greatest treasure on earth. Because at last you have something to hold on to do and to keep in your mind, your body, your spirit, and soul. As you walk through the streets, as you walk on your job, as you walk in other areas, states and countries and counties. Thank you, God. As you walk in Miami, Florida, as you walk in New York City, Brooklyn, New York, as you walk, my God, in Guyana, as you walk in Afghanistan, as you walk in New Mexico, as you walk in West Germany, as you walk throughout the nation, thank you, God. Know that you have the power to decree and declare. You have something to steer you through life's good times and bad times, men and women of God. Yeah, you got that steering wheel. God, the Almighty Living God. He will steer you through your good times and your bad times. For several decades now, individuals have been using the affirmative prayers for themselves and for others. The good of others, not just you. Thank you, God. For the good of others, prayers of decree can be your spiritual promise. Your spiritual promise. Prayers of decree. To remove troublesome barriers to your good in all areas of your life. In your health. In your finances. All areas of your life. Your troublesome children. My God, in your finances, yes. Someone is going through a financial situation. Use that prayer of decree. I decree and declare, I'm getting out of debt this year. I decree and declare all of my bills will be paid. I decree and declare that God will lower and decrease my bills. I decree and declare that I go into the food market. Prices will decrease for me and others. I decree and declare that whatever I lay my hands on, God will bless. Decree and declare it, my dear ones, men and women of God. Yes, Jesus loves you. He loves you that much. Then he'll help you get your bills paid as you continue to give him that 10%. Thank you, God. Remember, a lot of us get quiet. We start talking about that 10%. Giving God 10% of his money. Trusting God with your tithes. 10%, that's all he's asking. Do you trust him that much? We're in the month of January. He's only asking for 10%. Decree and declare. God is going to make a way out of no way for me when I pay my 10% tithes. Thank you, God. And then even give up some offerings. The devil's going to speak to you and tell you you're not going to make it. You can't do that. He's a liar and he's a deceiver. When you tithe that 10%, you expect God to move on your behalf. in your finance, in your health, in your resources, in your creative spirit. God will have you touch and begin to create and invent things. Yes, a lot of you got creative minds, writing books, writing journals, sewing, baking, decorating. My God, my God, my God. Use your creative mind, and you'll see the manifestation and move the hand of God upon your life. God has a plan for your life. In the midst of that plan, he wants you to use the gifts that he's given you. Remember, talents are given to the world, but God gives his people gifts. Thank you, God. Decree and declare the mighty, mighty hand of God is upon your life, upon the lives of your children. You don't have to wait until you get to church on Sunday. Men and women of God, decree and declare. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Everything is going to be all right. In Jesus' name. If you're walking according to the will of God, you're living according to the will of God, let go and let God. Decree and declare. And watch God move on your behalf. You ain't got to run from here and there and all over the world. As I mentioned on Sunday, have your personal revival right in your home, in your bedroom, you and Jesus. That's all you need, a personal revival with you and Jesus, in your bathroom, in your home, a personal revival. Don't cost you nothing. Cry out to Jesus. Surrender to ye Jesus right in your home, in your car as you go into work. When you step into your job, your coworkers will look at you like, what in the world done happened? You had your personal revival right there in your car. Your personal revival on the bus. Your personal revival as you walk down the street. Thank you, God. And God is putting up in those seasons where we need to have a personal revival with him. Praise him and worship him early in the morning. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Thank you, God. God is blessing you for your obedience of rising up early in the morning, seeking him, praising him, glorifying him. Use that prayer and that power of decree. For several years, individuals have been using those powerful prayers, those affirmations, the scriptures, the word of God. Someone has found that you can literally bless your way out of limitation. Bless your way out of limitation. God did not put you in a box. Get yourself out of that box. You can bless your way out of limitation. There's no limits when it comes to serving God. Thank you, God. The world puts limits on you, but not God. God may have you ministering in Afghanistan. God may have you ministering in West Africa, South Africa, Asia, Asia Minor. Thank you, God. There's no limits on God. And none of us are perfect, my dear ones. None of us. The pastors in the churches, the archbishops, you see, the cardinal, the queens, the kings, none of them are perfect. The president of the United States is not perfect. Thank you, God. We're striving for perfection. We're striving for perfection. The only perfect one is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, glory be to God. You have something to hold on to. Steer through life, good times and bad times. You found out that you can literally bless your way out of limitations. If you will but speak the word of truth. Speak the word of truth, my dear ones, and decree your good regardless of appearance. It's not what it looks like. It's not always what it looks like. You can't believe everything that someone told you, and it's not always what you see. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. Do you know the whole story? If you don't know the whole story, be quiet, my dear ones. Prayers of decree, reading the scriptures, can be your spiritual dynamite. Blast your way out of those situations. Spiritual dynamite. Prayers of decree to remove troublesome barriers, troublesome people in the year of 2023. God is going to remove those troublesome people out of your life. And they're not all strangers. Some of them are family members that bring nothing but trouble. Have you ever seen someone, every time they come with a problem? They don't come to you until they have a problem. When everything is going well, you don't hear from them. But always come to you with a problem or a situation, because you are a man or woman of God. So they know where to come when they need a prayer, when they need a breakthrough. But other than that, they don't want to hear from you, because all you do is talk about God all the time. All you want to do is pray all the time. But when they need a breakthrough, they know to call upon you. My God, my God, my God. Yes, they do, Sister Bernadette. Uh-huh. Reverend Maybelle Hickman. Pastor Victor Mines. Elder Powell. Elder Don and Annette Smith. Apostle Joanne Foley. Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore. Dr. Ron Green. Jill Green. Yes. When they need something, they know who to go through or go to, because they don't know they're going through Jesus to get to you. My God, my God, my God. Elder Cassie Lofton, Deacon Andre Lofton, they know who to come to. Thank you, God. Prophetess Cheryl Purvey, Deacon Purvey, they know who to come to. Apostle Joanne Foley, yes, they know who to come to when they need a breakthrough. LaShawn, Minister LaShawn, thank you, God. They know who to come through, men and women of God. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, thank you, God. Help so many people in the name of Jesus. They know who to come through, Sister Hannah. My God, my God, my God. But God is a good God. He's right there with you when they come to you in their trials or their tribulations. When they come to you in their financial situations. When they come to you and they don't know which direction to go in. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Yes, they'll come to you. Apostle Margie Mercer. Yes, they'll come to you. Minister Sharon. Ricks. Thank God. They'll come to you. They'll come to you. But God is going to remove some of those troublesome people out of your life this year. Uh-huh. You've been carrying them too long. God is saying now time to let go and let God of that child, that grandchild, that great-grandchild, that son, that daughter. Prayers of decree can be your spiritual dynamite to remove troublesome barriers to your good in all areas of your life. God is making the pathway clear for you in the year of 2023. 2023, God has set you free. That three is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Watch changes take place in our nation. Yes. Changes take place in our nation, in your home, in your community, on your job. Many transitions will take place. Yes, many transitions are taking place, even as I speak. God is moving them out and bringing in those that will fulfill the plan of the Almighty Living God, of the decree. Can be your spiritual dynamite to remove troublesome barriers to your good in all areas of your life. Thank you, God, for the prayers of decree. Thank you, Jesus. If the belief you have presently given to evil will consistently return to belief in good for even 1 hour, it would be sufficient to revolutionize your life. Uh-huh. You can begin to revolutionize your life through prayers of scriptures, which can help you to dwell upon the good in life. The good in life. We know there's trials and tribulations, but some of us dwell on the negative all day, every day long. My God, they have the news coming on 4 o'clock in the morning. With nothing but bad things all day long. We need to share the gospel 24 hours a day, men and women of God. You can begin to revolutionize your life through prayers of scriptures. Yes, which help you to dwell upon the good life and call it into what? Existence. Yes, call it into existence. Your words, thank you, Jesus. Your words can dissolve obstacles and remove barriers. Your words. Watch your words. Remember I said you're very creative. Watch your words. Watch what you're creating when you're speaking. Thank you, God. Your words, scriptures, seems to be the form of prayer that sets in motion the whole power of God. Thank you, Jesus. The word affirm means to make firm. When we do affirmations, to make firm. And prayers of affirmation help you to make firm the good in life. Thank you, God. Firm the good in life. The prayer of affirmation is so simple that it takes away the feeling of mystery and complexity generally associated with prayer. Its simplicity dissolves the unusual psychological blocks about prayer being difficult. Prayer is not difficult. I've heard people say, oh, I can't pray. Yes, you can. Lord, have mercy. Lord, watch over me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know the word of God. You can pray. You don't need a PhD to pray. You don't need a license to pray. You don't need be ordained to pray. You're already ordained in your mother's womb. I want you to hear that this morning. Those of you that are listening, you were ordained in your mother's womb to do a work that God has called you out to do. And can't no devil from hell stop you from doing what God has called you out to do. Now, you can hinder yourself. Uh-huh. You can say, oh, God, I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. I'm not good enough. None of us are good enough. None of us are perfect. Thank you, Jesus. That's why the word of God says, many are called, but few are chosen. He's called you, but you refuse. My God, my God, my God. Because you think you're not good enough. And then you're concerned about what your family or friends might say. You better be obedient to the Spirit of God. You want to be blessed? You better obey God. My God, my God, he's called you. He's called you. The prayer affirmation, again, is so simple that it takes away the feeling of mystery and complexity generally associated with prayer. It simply dissolves the unusual psychological blocks about prayer being difficult. It's not difficult, my dear ones. The prayer affirmation has been described as scientific prayer or spiritual treatment. Now, you want some treatment? Some spiritual treatment? The prayer of the scriptures. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. By his stripes, I am healed. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. Spiritual treatment. The Bible is filled with scriptures and prayers which were known to them as decrees. Job described the simplicity and power of scriptures when he promised, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and light shall shine upon thy way. Job 22:28. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way, your way. Job 22:28. It's in the word of God. Jesus used the power of decree often to heal the prosperous and those that are in need of power. Jesus used the power of decree. Yes, he did, often to heal and prosper his followers. You're one of his followers. The Lord's Prayer, in some translations, is a series of affirmations. The psalmist loved affirmative prayer to make firm. The psalmist loved affirmative prayer and filled his psalms with them. A good example is the beloved 23rd Psalm. The creation story of Genesis emphasized the creative power of decree over and over and over. God said, let there be, and there was. In your home, let there be, decree and declare, peace in my home. Let there be peace on my job. Decree and declare. Let there be healing in my body. I decree and declare healing in my body, mind, spirit, and soul. I decree and declare peace on my job. Let there be. Yes, that's the word of God. And he said we shall do what? Greater things. God said, let there be. And there was. In the name of Jesus. God said, owing to the vibration and powerful power of words, whatever you decree that you release within yourself and your world have the same root meaning. What you utter literally becomes an outer part of your world. Y'all got that this morning? The word utter, U-T-T-E-R, and the word outer have the same root meaning. What you utter, U-T-T-E-R, literally becomes an outer part of your world. Watch what you say. Watch what you utter, because it's going to become what? An outer. Uh-huh. Watch what you think. Watch what you think, my dear ones. You have a transformation of the mind. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can live according to the will of God. I can let go of those habits. I can let go of those people, places, and things that have not done me any good at all, that's only trying to bring me down. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Father, we thank you right now for the word that was given to your people on this morning. We thank you, Father God, for the transformation of our minds in the year of 2023. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of those that are listening near and far to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer. We pray that they will continue to trust in you, the Almighty Living God, and hold on to God's unchanging hand. We know, God, that we can depend upon you. We know that you can do anything but fail, and you haven't failed us yet. Touch our President of the United States of America. Touch, Father God, our mayors and our governors, our senators, our congresspersons. Touch, Father God, our kings and queens, our missionaries, our pastors, our shepherds of the flock. Touch, Father God, our deacon and deaconess in the church. Let them live according to the will of God. Our sextons in the churches, our Sunday school teachers, our trustees. You said judgment will begin in the house of God. And we thank you, Father. Bless your people in ways they never can imagine. Thank you for the miracles and signs and wonders. And we thank you right now, Father God, for blessing us in ways we never can imagine. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Tell them to call 319-527-6036. 319-527-6036. Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., a teaching ministry on prayer, a powerful praying ministry on prayer. The disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Thank you, God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. 5021 Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to hear your praise reports. Thank you for sending your praise reports. Thank you for sending your prayer requests. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229, and request your beautiful prayer rug. Yes, we still have the beautiful prayer rug and our anointing oil. Yes, anoint yourself every day and your children, your family as you leave. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your people. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in their lives, in their homes, on their jobs, in the schools, in the shopping centers, in the banks, or wherever they go. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you real good.